Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 10. That's Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 10. And I'm reading from the King James Bible. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. I want to speak today on the topic, glorify God. Amen? Amen. We were created by God to glorify him. As stated in the scripture, we are his handiwork and should do good works. We were all created in his image, which indeed is a blessing. Now, let's discuss how to glorify God. The first way to glorify God is through our obedience. God gave us the Ten Commandments to follow, and Jesus gave us another commandment, which is to love one another. Keeping the commandments is difficult on our own. We are human and we make mistakes. When we fail and repent, God will forgive us. We do keep some of the commandments, and we should pat ourselves on the back for doing so. In this world, it is hard to walk the straight and narrow. Situations and circumstances can cause us to use poor judgment. Our environment can also cause us to fall short. God is aware of our situations and the environment that we live in. He knows that it can be harder for some people to keep the commandments based on these facts. It is not an excuse, but it is a fact. But here's the good news. Every time that we keep a commandment, we are glorifying God through our obedience. Amen. Amen. The second way to glorify God is through our words. This one may be harder than keeping the commandments for some of us. What we say and how we say it reflects our relationship with God. Here are some examples. Number one, cursing. Some people's second language is cursing. They curse to get their point across. They curse at people when they are angry. Their words can be hurtful and cause more conflict. There really is no need to curse at anyone. When we talk to people instead of talking at people, our communication skills are being used to their fullest. Respecting each other glorifies God. It's an area that we all need to work on, and my wife will tell you that I need to work on this some as well. A second thing, what we say is another way to glorify God. I'm not talking about going around quoting scriptures, especially if you don't know what they mean. I am talking about saying things that edify people. We love putting people down. But how many times do we say things to encourage someone? Do we say things that will be beneficial to that person and help them in their time of need? Do we call people just to tell them that we care about them and hope that things are fine with them? This includes texting. Our next one is about prayers. Our words during prayer are very important. Do we pray for others? Do we ask for the same help from God for us as we ask for others? When we pray, it glorifies God that we have enough faith to ask in the first place. When we pray for others, it glorifies God even more. You see, it is easy to pray for yourself, but to pray for others, including people you don't know or just met, glorifies God because Jesus prays for everybody. We absolutely should follow his example. Let's talk about how our actions glorify God. You know, actions do speak louder than words. I will give you a few examples to consider. Does what we do glorify God? They say that character is what you do when no one is looking. Let me give you a recent example. A man goes to the ATM machine to get some money. The van in front of him drives away but forgets to take his debit card. The man finishes his transaction and then goes inside of the bank and finds the driver of the van. He gives the man his debit card, accepts no reward from the man, and simply leaves. Now, the man who found the card could have kept it and used it to buy things online. But the man glorified God by doing what was right. Amen. Amen. Another example is how we act around others. Are we acting godly? Do we play well with others? Or do we cause conflict? I'll give you some examples. If you are at an event and you are blocking someone's view, do you make the adjustments so they can see? What about when you're walking along the street in the crowd? Are you in that much of a hurry where you bump into someone else and never apologize? Let's talk about parents at a child's game, a child's play, a child's concert, etc. Are you that parent who criticizes someone else's kids and blames them for anything that goes wrong? Are you fussing at referees? Those actions do not glorify God. If you are encouraging other kids, no matter how bad they are, then you are glorifying God. Now, I've been trying not to bring this up, but I can't help it. You know, I must talk about driving. I don't care if you drive a bike, a car, a skateboard, or a horse. You must respect those around you. If you are the one that jumps in front of other drivers without warning, as though you have a sense of entitlement, your actions do not glorify God. If you are causing accidents with your impatience, then you are not glorifying God. However, every time that you turn the other cheek and allow these drivers to proceed without giving them the middle finger, then you have glorified God. After all, is it really worth it to get upset by their actions? Now, this brings me to the last one, which is how we react to others. We are tempted daily by the actions of others. When we are cursed at, what do? We can argue back and forth to escalate the conflict. You and I both know that you can't reason with someone when they're cursing and acting like they don't have any sense. We should turn the other cheek and simply walk away. When we do this, we glorify God. Now, I got to get back to the drivers for a moment. It is hard not to react when someone is weaving through traffic and does not care if you get in an accident or not. Our first natural reaction I can't repeat in this sermon, but you know what I mean. The second reaction is to follow them or do not allow them to change lanes in front of you. Now, this is a dangerous game of cat and mouse that usually does not end well for anyone. The third reaction could be to ride their bumper or get so close to them that they will stop driving like a maniac. Now, of course, if the driver decides to hit their brakes and you rear-end them, it would be your fault for driving too close. That's not a good idea then. Our reactions should glorify God. God could have reacted in many ways, and if we ever will spend any time in his sandals, then we would begin to understand how many times he had to look the other way or turn the other cheek. When one of Jesus' own disciples betrayed him, he turned the other cheek. Our non-reaction to things that would upset the normal person glorifies God. Amen. Amen. there are so many different cases here regarding how to glorify God. I mentioned them. One is obedience. One is through our words. One is through our actions. And the last one I mentioned was through our reactions. Our scripture today talks about how we were created for good works. That includes glorifying God in our obedience, our words, our actions, and our reactions. By the grace of God, we all have glorified God in some way, and we should pat ourselves on the back. God is worthy to be praised and glorified. We were created for Him, not for us. He created us for His good work, not our own. Let us strive, saints, to glorify God in every way that we can, in every word that we say, in every action that we make, and be obedient to Him and not react to the nonsense that is in the world. If we do that, we will glorify God, and in turn, it will help us along our road. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you, Father, for this word. Father, thank you, Lord, for caring enough and loving us enough to give us this word. Father, we ask for forgiveness because there are times when we weren't obedient, where our words weren't exactly godly, where our actions did not bring you praise, and our reaction did not glorify you. Please forgive us, Lord. We repent. Help us, Father, to be better in all four of these areas, Lord, because it is your will that we glorify you. Father, I thank you for this word. I pray, Lord, that this word will be heard by many throughout the world. May they understand your word, Father, and may they seek to glorify you in all their ways and all the things that they do. May you be glorified in this word, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, and we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.